And then I had a job which had the transmitters on the Empire State Building. It was an early paging system. The owner of the system answered telephones for doctors. And they decided that the person was having a baby and they couldn't get in touch. The guy was playing golf or something like that. Yeah. So that started the radio paging business.
Okay.
And I got an early job in that, and I was the chief engineer of that.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing they started was telling numbers by voice. They put the numbers in little blocks, and they had a wheel that you put the blocks in, and that could handle like 50 numbers.
Mm.
But then a system came in, which was a sort of digital. They invented a radio paging receiver, which responded to little things that looked like harmonica things. At a certain frequency, it would go further and close a switch, first word switch. That's when they put up. Well, they had the transmitters on the Empire State Building then, and the company sold an encoder, which would encode a whole bunch of numbers, but they had a machine which only could broadcast four numbers at a time.
Yeah.
So I modified it so you could put like 12 of them, first two, then four, and I worked out a system where to go from one machine to the other machine to the other machine and then circle around and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And the company bought 12 of them, and I lined them up in such a way that you could put on 12 times 4, 48 numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would repeat it. And then when you wanted to take it off, you pushed a button, you took the number off.
Okay.
And the company that manufactured didn't know how to do that.
Huh.
They asked me, how did you do that? And I didn't tell them. So I was a little bit of an inventor.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and the company gave me credit for it.
This was after the war?
Yeah, it was after the war.
Yeah.
It was all after.